This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The Taliban have taken over the civilian side of Kabul International Airport as thousands of Afghans try to flee their country. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Hundreds of people were outside the airport early this morning, many apparently without passports, while the Taliban demanded to see documents before allowing the rare passenger inside. President Biden's national security advisor, Jake Sullivan, says the Taliban have agreed to allow safe passage for civilians trying to leave Afghanistan.
There have been instances where we have received reports of people being turned away or pushed back or even beaten. We are taking that up in a channel with the Taliban to try to resolve those issues.
The U.S. Embassy has relocated to the military side of the airport, where it's coordinating the airlift of diplomats, foreigners, and Afghans who worked with the Americans. Additional U.S. troops have arrived and more are on the way, with a total of 6,000 expected to be involved in the coming days. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Meanwhile, in Australia, Prime Minister Scott Morrison says more planes were in the region to continue evacuations in coming days.
He confirmed that the security situation at the airport has improved and more broadly across Kabul. And that is supported particularly by the presence of US and UK troops on the ground being able to take control of the airport.
The Taliban have blown up the statue of a Shiite militia leader who had fought against them during Afghanistan's civil war in the 1990s. The statue depicted a militia leader killed by the Taliban in 1996 when the Islamic militants seized power from the rival warlords. The statue stood in the central Bamyan province. France said Wednesday it had evacuated almost 200 Afghan nationals from Kabul overnight as it steps up airlifts out of the Afghan capital following the